The Buffalo Sabres are coming off a rare victory in Colorado Tuesday night. Here to talk about that game and the team is Sabres reporter Bill Hoppe, who joins us each week on Behind the Bench. I'm Omar Fatu. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Omar.
Well, it's been an interesting week. Let's go back to Monday when the team waived forward Matt Molson. Molson has been an expensive part-time player, largely a disappointment since coming to Buffalo. But this was a move that really seemed to resonate in the locker room.
It did resonate in the room. He's a very popular guy. I know his Sabres tenure hasn't been very productive, but he's just a guy I think everyone respects. They like to be around. He invited Jack Eichel to live with him 2 years ago as a rookie. He always seemed to be a guy that guys would gravitate to, and he's been around a long time. I mean, there aren't a lot of guys on the Sabres that you could trace back to 2013, but he's one of the very few. And I think it shook the room a little. Kyle Oposo is his best friend. They were teammates on the Islanders. And I talked to Oposo, and he was emotional. He seemed a little shaken by it. I mean, he had to say goodbye to his best friend. I don't know if Matt Molson's ever going to come back to the Sabres. My thought is no. Probably the end of his NHL career. So Matt Molson, while he wasn't productive, he was just a constant in that room. Someone guys liked a lot, and now he's gone. You knew this move was going to come at some point. Matt Molson, a three-time 30-goal scorer, I mean, he's not productive anymore. He had zero goals this year. He's a minus nine. He skated on the fourth line in limited action. He had been in and out of the lineup. The Sabres kind of gave him one last chance last week, and he didn't do anything. So it wasn't shocking. But this sends a message to get it together, that things are going to change if the Sabres don't get things going. And Matt Molson was kind of the first to go, but he won't be the last.
Well, Molson didn't get sent to AHL Rochester. Instead, he was assigned to the Ontario Reign, an affiliate of the Los Angeles Kings. That's Ontario, California. What was the reason given for that decision?
Well, the Sabres have their team in Rochester, and they have a pretty good team. They have their prospects, their youngsters, a mix of veterans in there. And the Sabres don't want a guy like Matt Molson, who's 34 years old, to take ice time away from their prospects. So they worked out something with the Kings, and he'll be in California, and he has connections to the Kings. He began his career there. That was last time, actually, he was in the AHL, was in 2008-2009 with Manchester, their old affiliate. His wife's sister is Jonathan Quick's wife, the Kings goalie. So there's connections there. Maybe there's a comfort, but I think they found a good spot for him.
Well, also on Monday, the Sabres acquired forward Scott Wilson from Detroit for a draft pick. He's a player whom GM Jason Botterill was very familiar with.
Yes, Jason Botterill knows him well from their days with the Pittsburgh Penguins. And Scott Wilson is a third or fourth liner. I think he has pretty good speed, which helps. But he's a role player. That said, the Sabres need guys who have won something. And Scott Wilson won the Stanley Cup 6 months ago, and that's very meaningful. It's not the most glamorous transaction, sending a draft pick for a guy who might play 9 minutes a game, but he knows what it's like to raise the Stanley Cup over his head. And it's the same thing when the Sabres claimed Jordan Nolan a few months ago. Jordan Nolan's just a third or fourth liner, but he won two Stanley Cups. They know what it takes, and right now, most of those guys in that room don't know what it takes. Sabres have lost for years. A losing atmosphere really permeates that room, and they need to get guys who have won before. And I would expect to see more moves like that in the coming days, months. What the Sabres have right now, it just isn't working. And they have a new GM, a new coach. They gave it a little time with kind of the old group. Now I think you're going to see more moves. Zemgus Girgensons was scratched Tuesday night in Colorado. I think that was the first time he's ever been a healthy scratch. I mean, how much longer is he going to stick around? He can't score goals anymore. He's just a third or fourth liner. He needs a change of scenery, in my opinion. There's a bunch of guys like that, so I would expect more moves like that.
Well, Wilson played in that 4-2 win over Colorado Tuesday. The team was coming off four straight losses. I thought they looked pretty good. We saw a defenseman score a goal for the first time all season. Give us your impressions of the game.
It was a strong road win to me. They haven't had too many of those this year, but solid all around. I thought Robin Lehner looked good in goal. They had a shot mentality, which is something that Phil Housley has been preaching all season that they haven't had very often. They got the puck and they shot it, and that's what they need to do. They need to stop trying to be fancy. And Colorado's not the best team in the league, but they're pretty solid. And to go in there and to win after the week they've had was a nice win for them. We'll see if they can build off it, though, because they haven't strung too many wins together this year. And one thing we saw when the Avalanche tied it when they fought back. The Sabres really didn't blink. They took the lead again, and we haven't seen that too much this season. Usually when a team scores, when a team fights back, the Sabres kind of they get off their game, they unravel, but we didn't see that.
And this was a game where they were coming off a pretty tough practice just the day before.
Yeah, pretty awful practice, at least in the beginning. Early on, Phil Housley stopped practice, called his team together at center ice and basically gave them a stern message, told them to practice better, that they had to have better execution. And it was, I mean, they weren't doing like anything exotic. It was Kyle Oposo told me it was basically a warm-up drill. And I asked him about it, and he was almost embarrassed about it. But, I mean, that's where the Sabres are right now. They're not even practicing well. And when you're dead last, 31st in the NHL, you have a lot of problems, and poor fundamentals would be one of them.
Well, the Sabres are in Chicago for a game against Patrick Kane and the Blackhawks tomorrow night. Bill, thanks for joining us on Behind the Bench.
Thank you, Omar.